I'm having visions.
Dr. Florence Weaver was found brutally murdered in her home this morning.
Did you know her?
No, but I saw her die.
I'm seeing things. I'm seeing murders as they're happening.
Hello?
He says
his name is Gabriel.
I think he's someone from my past.
Whatever happened to you before you joined our family hurt you in a way that I can't even imagine.
Stop saying that.
Maddie, who are you talking to?
Gabriel.
Is he your imaginary friend?
He's the devil.
He killed again.
He's getting closer.
He wants to talk to you.
Mom, what do you know?
He's coming for me.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan. Here we go, another Halloween movie. This time it is James Wan's Malignant. James Wan is a very, very famous horror director. He directed the first Saw movie, Dead Silence, Death Sentence, Insidious, The Conjuring, Insidious Chapter 2. He joined the Fast and the Furious franchise for Furious 7. He did The Conjuring 2, and he has directed Aquaman as well. Malignant was released in theaters and I believe HBO Max simultaneously. I'm not 100% positive on that. And this is a movie that is actually very similar to a movie that I will be talking about at the end of the month, and that is Sisters, Brian De Palma's Sisters. This definitely feels like a spiritual successor to that movie in many ways. This is a movie that is very, very violent from time to time, but unlike movies I've talked about in the last couple of days, including Halloween Kills and Evil Dead Rise, I think Malignant, I think that gore is actually earned. Unfortunately, the script here is pretty weak. Some of the performances and the acting are not good, but some of the creature effects and the special effects here, I think, make this movie definitely worth seeing. I'll break down the plot just a little bit before giving my final thoughts on it, but it is currently streaming on HBO Max or Max now. One of these times I won't call it HBO, but anyway, it's HBO. Plot-wise, the opening to this movie, 5 or 10 minutes, it opens like a lot of horror movies do, where it takes place in the past and then before it jumps to present day. And anyway, so it starts off in this research hospital, I guess that's what they call it. And there's this patient there that gets extremely violent and ends up killing a lot of people. And then it jumps 27 years into the future and follows the protagonist here. Her name is Madison. She is pregnant. This is her fourth pregnancy in a couple of years. She continues to have miscarriages. Her husband or boyfriend is abusive to her and ends up throwing her against this wall. And right after that moment, things start to get a little crazy. She starts to have these visions, and these visions become reality. And the whole movie is her working with the police, her working with a relative, and trying to figure out exactly what is going on with her. But also, there's murders in these visions, and she's trying to figure out kind of what is going on with that. This is a movie that the first half I found myself pretty bored with, to be honest. I just don't think the actress that plays Madison, and it might not even be her fault. I shouldn't say that. I just think the writing for this movie, they're definitely going for a campiness and like a B movie vibe, but then they don't go all in on it. So it's kind of like, is this supposed to be serious right now? Is this not? What is happening? I didn't know exactly, what this movie was going for. Sometimes, because I guess the best way of describing it is with some of the dialogue here, you're thinking like, okay, if this is a B movie, that works. But then this movie takes itself so seriously from time to time that some of that dialogue just doesn't work. I don't know if I explained that in the best way, but I'll just sum it up by saying it's a movie that is unsure if it wants to be a B movie or if it wants to take itself seriously. And it's a movie that has supernatural elements to it. And because it has supernatural elements, I don't want to nitpick it and just nitpick and nitpick and nitpick. But there are like, and it would give away to nitpick the last 30, 45 minutes, because once you figure out exactly what is going on, I'll just say that in that last 30 or 45 minutes, there are just some absolutely unbelievable things that happen involving a group of police officers. And the fact that nobody is able to hit a certain target, it was baffling. There's a lot of exposition. This movie is exposition heavy. It doesn't really respect the audience. I feel as though if you are paying attention and you can kind of put two and two together, especially as the mystery starts to be solved and you understand like that head injury I alluded to earlier, or talked about earlier, that head injury when she gets thrown into the wall, that ends up playing a big part in this movie. But then there's some exposition at the end for, I guess, stupid audience members who can't figure that out. It's just there's unnecessary exposition, especially as you get towards the end of the movie. There's so much that they feel like they have to explain, but I don't think they have to. Maybe I'm being a bit pretentious with that, but yeah, I think the vast majority of moviegoers would be able to figure out and kind of put two and two together, but they feel the need to explain. So all that being said, and me, like, I feel like I focused a little bit too much on the negative. I had a really good time with Malignant. Some of the creature effects, special effects, like I said, are pretty interesting. I actually like where the story goes and thought the second half was a little bit stronger. The acting is a little bit weak. The script doesn't know exactly what it's going for. B movie, serious movie, what are we doing here? But I had a good time with this one. So if you want to check it out, like I said, it is currently streaming on Max. I think I'm glad I watched it. I don't think I'm going to end up watching it again, but I did have a good time. I will be back tomorrow talking La Llorona, which is currently streaming on the Criterion Channel. I believe this is a Guatemalan film, so I'm excited to check this out. I don't know if I've ever seen a film from Guatemala, so here we go. It's about an hour and a half long, but so not super lengthy. I will talk about that on tomorrow's episode. Thank you to everyone who's been joining for this long, long month of movies so far. I'm having a really good time with it, and hopefully I can keep this train a-rolling. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back tomorrow discussing La Llorona.